AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. President Obama is ramping up lobbying for one of the toughest sells of his presidency, a framework nuclear deal with Iran. He tells NPR it's unrealistic for Prime Minister Netanyahu to demand that Iran recognize Israel's right to exist as part of a final deal on its nuclear program.
It's really akin to saying that we won't sign a deal unless the nature of the Iranian regime completely transforms. And that is, I think, a fundamental misjudgment.
Members of Congress from both parties have raised concerns about the pace at which U.S. and international sanctions on Iran would be lifted in exchange for rolling back its nuclear program. After a Maryland man didn't show up for work for several days, police checked on his welfare. They found Rodney Todd and his seven children dead in their Princess Anne, Maryland home. Bonnie Edwards is Todd's mother.
I feel empty. I feel lost.
Relatives say the family was poisoned by carbon monoxide from a generator they were using after the power company cut off their electricity. Lawyers in the murder trial of former New England Patriot player Aaron Hernandez are set to deliver closing arguments Tuesday after a trial that's lasted more than 2 months, featured 135 witnesses and hundreds of pieces of evidence. Also in the morning, jurors begin deliberations in the Boston Marathon bombing trial. Well, partying is sure to last far into the night in North Carolina, where thousands of fans packed inside Cameron Indoor Stadium to watch Duke win the national championship. In Indianapolis, Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski says it was a hard-fought 68-63 win over a very good team.
Wisconsin is also deserving of being a champion, and it was a game. It was a heck of a game.
This is Duke's fifth national basketball title. This is AP Radio News. Trying to slim down, a new review of the effectiveness of commercial diet plans gives Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig good marks.
The two plans are among the most popular and had the best evidence that dieters could lose meaningful amounts of weight and keep it off for at least a year. Pooling results from several studies, the researchers found that Weight Watchers dieters lost an average of at least 8 pounds and kept it off for at least 12 months versus about 15 pounds for those using the Jenny Craig plan. But most participants remained overweight. I'm Ross Simpson.
Republican Senator Rand Paul is set to enter the presidential race on Tuesday. The AP's Philip Engel reports his campaign theme is likely to center on change.
To hear him tell it, America's falling apart and needs a leader like him who'll put the pieces back together. He sees himself as a truth teller, offering his prescriptions on how to fix the United States, and he sees very little reason to be hopeful about it.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.